Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of AP Everything. I'm your host, Evan Thomas. And today, we have a little surprise for you. Here on the panel, we have the co-founder of Dungeons & Dragons, or Dice Rollers, Dungeons & Dragons Cult, Logan, with me today. And he's going to talk about a little project that we've been working on called... Well, let's just say it's called The Call of Valor, and it is a solo campaign that I will be playing with him, and we got a brand new class and a whole bunch of stuff we want to go over. So yeah, take it away on the class, or the class introduction.
All right, a class, we made this pretty well. It's called The Hardened Mercenary. The Hardened Mercenary is a cold-blooded killer who has devoted their life to killing for others. They are the highest level of contract killer, usually with extensive private combat or military training. The hardened mercenary has a vow to always finish the job. Each mercenary has its own specialty, but those who devote their life to the kill are able to master multiple signatures. This makes the hardened mercenary a very versatile class.
So it's a quick rundown of the hardened mercenary, which was just created, relatively speaking, by... us. It will be an official Spartan game design class, hopefully, if the campaign goes well. If it becomes way too overpowered, we're going to fix it, we're going to change it, and then we'll get it back to you. But hopefully we will have a hardened mercenary class eventually. The following campaign will take someplace on Nunse, which is the Earth, that is also featured in the Gods of Hell campaign. So it might be on Nerinthia, which is the sister continent. It might be on Nerinthian. We're not quite sure yet, but we know it's going to be a wide expanse of space, so we hope it's a lot of fun. Because it's a brand new class, of course we had to make a detailed backstory to kind of get all the points of the class together. So Logan, if you want to go over your backstory, and then we'll go over the specialty perks that are associated with the class.
Alright, my character's name is Servidian Print. So his backstory goes: as raised by druids, Servidian Print, realizing the disliking of being one with nature, but realized he wanted and longed for the ability to have true control of it at a young age. Servidian split from his community at the earliest possible time. The young human then took to the streets, not being able to find a job in which he loved, though he took well to woodworking and blacksmithing. One day he was attacked, but the attacker wasn't successful in what Servidius knew was an attempted murder, and he sliced the throat of the attacker. Something fell out of the humanoid's pocket, a calling card. Later, Servidius would take that calling card to be his own. He became a mercenary. Many years later, after his years of true mercenary work, he was noticed in his cruelty by the gods of Azir. He still wished for the control of nature as he did as a child, never truly achieving that. On a dark day in the middle of his prime career, a bright light appeared in his personal caravan. A voice sounded in his head. "I am Fazvia, Azirian goddess of fire, creator of fire and heat from Quentir. I can give you the elemental control you desire, but you will be in service of me for the rest of eternity." Servidius quickly accepted this offer. Eventually, though, the terrible deeds he had done started to weigh down on him. It had been months since Fazvia had any use for his abilities, as he was becoming less productive in his works. Finally, he had had enough. A day came when another beam of light shone down on him. "I am Surian, god of the sea, creator of water on Nansai, from Quentir. You need not obey Fazvia furthermore. I can free you of this burden. I only ask that you live in the north, where you can farm and I can watch thee. If you obey my request, I will have Esselith, goddess of beauty, and Larinir, goddess of love, gift upon you the woman of your dreams." Servidius took well to the idea. He had always dreamed deep, deep down of a successful life of farming. He started a farm, frequently visiting the town known as Frostwood, where he met his now wife, Jalri, where he rests in peaceful retirement.
Yeah, so as you can see, a lot of backstory that will come back up in the campaign, new stuff that will... he might have to reflect on that hasn't been shared. There's a whole lot of possibility here. Definitely some good roots, though, starting with the story. So, good stuff. Additionally, we do have... We're going to go over some of the points for our brand new class that we just came up with. Again, relatively speaking, we've been working on it for a little bit. This is all kind of coming together now. So if you want to start us off with the basic rundown of Scar of the Killer.
Okay. So, while the hardened mercenary is the king of the kill, the mental toll taken when you kill for a living has great effect on fights and communication later in life. Each mercenary has 3 to 5 triggers to this Scar of the Killer. At least one must be a name, one must be a creature, and those two must remind you of whatever you have done in your past within reason. When Scar of the Killer has been triggered, the player must roll a d20 below, and then there's a list of all of the possible outcomes that could happen with that d20.
Yeah, so a few of the good ones, I mean, we're going to go over some. It's fairly balanced. We did try to make it as balanced as possible. So basically, to give you a rough overview of what would happen is, so if our adventurer or hero is in the cave, you know, the cave of the big bad or whatever, and he's going through, and he comes up against a opponent with high intelligence, usually a boss or, you know, I roll a d20 and a monster check, and he just has to fight whatever I have in store for him as the big bad hidden in the cave, or the bigger bad hidden in the cave. And basically, the high intellectual monster will know his weakness, and so he will either be the creature that is the trigger, he will give the name, or one of the other ones. So it'll be initiated, and then the player has to roll a d20, as explained. And then here's a few of the things that can happen. So a natural one is the player character can no longer fight back for the remainder of combat. Now, that sounds a little bit overpowered when you're thinking it's a solo campaign, but basically, on his journey, there will be NPCs that will assist him, so he won't be completely screwed when that happens. We made sure that I couldn't just kill him outright, because that would not be fun at all. So other good ones, the five, a natural five, is the player character is stunned, so they can't fight. Well, not can't fight, but they roll with disadvantage, basically. They have like stunned or surprise for 1d6 turns, so they can't fight, or basically for a limited amount of time, but not the entire battle. So you see that slowly it would become a little bit more fair. Completely neutral is number 5, which is simply cursing at the opponent. So absolutely nothing good or bad happens when you curse at the opponent. It just happens. So it's a natural 10. A 15 would deliver 1d4 automatic reaction damage. So as you can see, it gets better. So instead of being the afflicted, you almost get mad or enraged by the fact that when Scar the Killer is triggered, so then you swing back immediately as a reaction. And then obviously, d20, you know, natural 20, the big bad dies. This might even be changed to if it's one and there's a series, so if there's multiple enemies, one being the intelligent one, then it might be changed to finishes combat immediately. So if that gets triggered, you roll a d20, you automatically get all the kills, or just the intelligent one. Not too sure on that, but we're working on it. And then slowly, those effects will become, the negative ones will start to go away over time to the point where you can no longer be taken out of combat. So next we have the elemental enchantment, if you want to run over that one real quick.
So the elemental enhancement is what, for my specific character, was bestowed upon me by Fazbia. At level 2, your character unlocks the elemental enhancement magic abilities. A true versatile mercenary is in tune with the elements and can bend them at their will, allowing for a great amount of added power when attacking enemies, or just fulfilling their contract. So, and then each level you get more element-based cantrips and spells. So like at level 2, which is when you first gain these, you have 2 cantrips that you know and 2 known spells and 2 level 1 spell slots. And essentially these are mostly used to enhance melee attacks or whatever fighting style you're using, which we'll get to later. And yeah, they're essentially just enhancements of what you've already done.
Yeah, so a quick distinction between the two. So there is going to be possibly regular spells that then, like, go with them. So what we've created is we've created elemental enhancement spells, which say if you're, I don't know, swinging a sword, right? So you're swinging your sword and you say, I'm going to use elemental enhancement on my sword. It's almost like giving it a one-time enchantment.
Yeah.
So you say, I'm going to elementally enhance it with fire, and then you swing and your sword does fire damage just for that one hit.
As well as, there's also a couple other ones, like, so it, within the elements, we are also including dark and light magic, but, like, just straight dark and light. There's not really anything specific to it. And one specific spell that I actually wrote, essentially takes dark magic and you're in the middle of a punch and your hand is engulfed in dark magic and it does extra damage to the punch and it just enhances that kind of attacks.
And then, yeah, so then those are additives to normal spells which may or may not be included. We haven't really gone over that, but there's a possibility, which is gonna, you know, of maybe blood magic. Just leave it at that. So next one up is Merc's signature.
So, the mercenary signature is essentially like when you have a fighter, you have your fighting style. The mercenary signature is when, so it's described as, a true mercenary has their specialty ways of executing the contract. At 3rd, 9th, and 14th level, you're able to unlock one new signature. So, at 3rd level, you unlock a versatile weapons master. At 9th level, you unlock two weapon fighting mastery. And at 14th level, you unlock the power attack signature.
Yeah, so essentially these are a lot like fighting stances for normal D&D, and that's what they originally were, but we decided that, hey, we should probably just go creative anyway, because we're making this whole thing, so why not make some new stuff, and that's what we've decided to do. So, yeah, it's a lot like fighting stances, but it's new and a little bit more interesting, I feel like. Okay.
Evan, if you want to go over extensive training.
Yeah, I'll hit the next two because they're like normal. So at 5th level, you will unlock extensive training ability, and due to years of combat, training your character, due to the years of combat training your character has endured, they have the ability to use an extra attack after any one-handed or versatile weapon attack for every turn that does damage based on the character's level. This is an unarmed attack and elemental
enhancement.
So it is unarmed and elemental enhancement can be added. So it basically, it's like
martial arts ability for a monk.
Yeah, essentially. Or extra attack, which I'm pretty sure is a actual thing. It's basically just an extra attack, but we dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So, we didn't...
Because it doesn't use a bonus action either. It is a straight up just like, at that level, you get to use that.
Mm-hmm. And the next is sneak attack. This is this is in the base game as well. So, once per turn, you can deal an extra 1d6 damage to the creature you hit with an attack if you have advantage on the attack roll. The attack must use a...
What is that? Finesse.
Finesse or a ranged weapon. You don't need advantage on the attack roll if another enemy with the target... If the target is within 5 feet, if the enemy isn't incapacitated and you don't have disadvantage on the attack roll. So, essentially, it's similar to the main base game where, and I'm probably going to enforce you have to successfully pass a stealth check, and then you're allowed to use sneak attack, which is good for both range and up close if you can get to them.
For sure. And then, so the final thing that we're going to reveal today is the ability that you gain at level 17 called Divine Blessing. And so the power of the elements flowing through you have been noticed by the gods, and they have bestowed more power upon you. So once per long rest, when your character has lost at least 40% of its hit point maximum, you may choose to use the Divine Blessing power, which is a blast of fire that does 1d10 fire damage to any creature in a 15-foot radius, as well as causing a 15-foot blowback. And you are unharmed by this, essentially magical outburst.
Yeah, so that was a good one that Logan actually came up with, and it was like, it's awesome. So I really am excited to get to that. The campaign may or may not take forever. We don't really know. currently, I'm writing it, and I was going to use the Hero's Journey template, and I was just like, this is too short. I need to make it longer. So it's going to be intense as the campaign writer. I am going to include many different elements, so not just the normal, hey, you're in a cave now, kill the bad guy, go back home, win the day. So there's going to be elements of that, but there's also going to be elements of, the gods are going to be involved, darkness is going to be involved, good stuff. It's going to be a struggle back and forth. The player character is going to be caught up in the middle of a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of stuff going on. And basically, Logan's going to have to decipher and get around all of it and try not to get killed on the way. So it's definitely on the crazy side, but it's going to be fun. So we're really hoping that you all turn out for this campaign. Again, it is called The Call of Valor. So when you start seeing Call of Valor Part 1, Chapter 1, Part 1, when it starts turning up, you know what time it is. It's time to get to some D&D. And if you have the connections, you can get your own campaign personally written for you by me. Just find a way to submit a character, and I will write a campaign revolving around that character for someone else to DM. Or if you really wanted to, this is a possibility, you can be added to the app, and I can actually add you to a podcast episode, so you could be across the country, across the globe probably, and at the same time, we could be playing a Dungeons & Dragons campaign at the same time, which would be amazing, personally, to try and see if that actually works. Not too sure if it works that way, but again, I hope everybody turns out for this, and it's going to be amazing. So, any final word?
No, I think we covered all the bases pretty well. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, so again, this is an overview of the Hardened Mercenary class, which is created by Logan, co-founder of Dice Rollers, Dungeons & Dragons Cult, and association with Spartan Game Design, and The Call of Valor, which is, let me pull it up here. Which is almost the opposite. So The Call of Valor is created by Spartan Game Design in association with Logan, co-founder of the Dice Rollers Dungeons & Dragons Cult, which, if you don't already know, I am the other co-founder of the Dice Rollers Dungeons & Dragons Cult.
I brought up the idea. He just kind of hopped on the train.
So basically, if you want to know the full story, we could probably do a whole podcast episode on like the founding and the growing of the cult, as we call ourselves. Really just a bunch of people that like to play Dungeons & Dragons that got our friends involved. But so I guess the short story is Logan was like, we should do this. And I was like, yes, we should.
Pretty much.
And then I was like, oh, we should just start a group. And he was like, well, I mean, we have enough guys, so it works. So that's how we started this group, and it's amazing. So if I didn't really go over it in the second episode for Gods of Hell, yes, that group is also,
that essentially is the Dice Rollers.
That is Dice Rollers. We do have special guests, but slowly the guests are becoming part of the group. It takes a little bit for people who don't want to be part of the group, and then they're like, well, I like it enough, so they join.
Also keep up with Gods of Hell, because we're both in that too.
Yeah.
That's a good one as well.
That's a great, you guys don't even know how good it is. It's about to get real good real fast, as soon as that campaign starts to open up and you actually start, technically. not there yet, still at the waiting period.
What have we done, cleared a sewer of rats?
Yeah, that's all you guys have done so far. And I think Will wants to go get drunk at the bar.
That sounds fun.
At the pub. So you guys can definitely do that.
But we can rub his nipples at the...
nipples at gym. So, yeah, that's it. So please turn out for Call of Valor and stay tuned with Gods of Hell. There is 3 other campaigns that will be going on eventually after Gods of Hell, so please stick around for that. We have a lot of Dungeons & Dragons in our future, and we hope that you're there for every step of the way.
Also, keep in mind, far in the future, me and Evan are going to be back for not only this, but also we're going to eventually do a review of the Wolverine trilogy.
Yeah, that's going to come out soon. Hopefully.
That will be out eventually.
Eventually.
When we get around to it.
When we get around, we will do a Wolverine update or... Yeah, we're going to do a movie review. Movie trilogy review. I did one for Hunger Games. That sucked. So we're going to do another one. We're going to do one for Wolverine. I can't wait. I'm not the biggest... Okay, personally, I'm not a superhero fan, but I will get behind it if I'm doing a movie review.
And I am a superhero fan, so yeah. I will also get behind it because I'm a superhero fan.
Okay, so there you go. So a bunch of stuff coming your way on AP Everything. We're really expanding. You guys blew up the first episode of Gods of Hell. That was just insane. Within a week, it surpassed the previous record holder, which was the introduction. So it was the intro to AP Everything. Had like 24 listens. And then Gods of Hell Part 1 in a week more than surpassed it. So that is just insane. You guys absolutely loved it. And stay tuned because we've got a whole bunch of D&D, a whole lot of creations to go through. Hopefully, it is my hope that all of Nerinthian and Nerinthia, both continents that can be played on, will be completely discovered
during the next 5 campaigns that are going to take place in those 2 continents.
Well, yeah, so we got 5 campaigns. One of them does take place on the same place Gods of Hell takes place, but the rest of them I can make somewhere else. One of them has to be because the Curse of Blackwater Bay, which is a campaign, is in the same kingdom as Gods of Hell, because I created all 4 campaigns to be in the same kingdom, and then I was like, but there could be a whole 2 continents, and I probably should expand a little more.
Yeah, my campaign's probably going to take place on much more area than any of the other ones, because it's a solo campaign, and we can take in more traveling and account for that, because it's not 18 people trying to travel to the same place and have to roll for every single hour of travel. And
yeah. Yeah, it's a whole lot easier with especially one person. So we're going to fly through the boring stuff at Call of Valor, and it's going to be... It's amazing. It's just going to be so amazing. I can't wait. So please turn out for that. And I think finally we're ready to say goodbye.
Yeah, I think we are.
So, yeah, turn out for Call of Valor and stay tuned with every D&D campaign that's going on, because there's going to be a lot, and then we're going to be doing all sorts of things because AP Everything is about more than just D&D. So it's going to be legendary. Thank you for listening to this episode of AP Everything. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating and stay tuned for future episodes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.